Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A group of lawmakers in our area has been visiting border detention centers near McAllen, Texas today. Among them, Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who is on our newsline. Senator, give us your impressions of what you have seen today.
What we're seeing is a continuing humanitarian crisis with facilities that are overcrowded, under rebuilding, providing better treatment in terms of nutrition and hygiene, but still unable to meet the challenges. And what strikes me most overwhelmingly is the need for comprehensive reform of this broken immigration system, with a path to citizenship for people who are now in the shadows, as well as border security and more people with skills welcomed here. But the kinds of hardship endured by these families, particularly the children, more than half of all of these people coming to detention facilities are children, is just overwhelming.
Senator, for those of us who can't go inside the facilities, be our eyes, even our noses for us. Paint the picture. What do you see? What are you smelling?
What we see is children, and many of them accompanied, but some not, by parents who are overwhelmed with fear and apprehension. Some of them have traveled literally for a month and a half by foot across Mexico. They come with all of the wounds, both visible and invisible, of their trip. They are in need of showers and food and immediate care, medical care, and the system is only partially meeting those needs. And that's what strikes me, is the humanitarian needs of people coming, the sights, sounds, smells of people who are escaping persecution in their country, with stories about violence and real hardship on the way here, but also at home, gang killings and government condoned persecution.
Have you been able to communicate with any of the detainees? What kind of stories are they telling?
In my own very broken Spanish, but we also have translators, what we've heard are stories of incredible endurance and perseverance on the way to arrive here. And so many of the moms and dads, literally with infants or young children in their arms, waiting for a shower, waiting for a hot meal. Many detained for longer than they should be before they are sent to more permanent places for them to be. And of course, the holding facilities seem and look very much like detention, even prison facilities. So the nation really has to do better, but long run, comprehensive immigration reform. If I am overwhelmed by a message, it is the need to reform that broken immigration system from top to bottom, so that we have not just better border security, but also more humane treatment of people coming across the border as asylum seekers. They are seeking to escape persecution. They have stories of gang killings condoned by their governments, of demands for ransom, of extortion, and the survival of their families depends on their getting out of those countries like Honduras and Guatemala.
After your visit today, what's the answer, perhaps even short term? What should be done about these holding facilities and those who are being held?
We have appropriated within the last month money that is necessary, a supplemental aid package with billions of dollars to improve conditions here. And so that investment is tremendously important, but strong oversight to make sure that there are no abuses of rights, which have happened here, no detention of children and families longer than the law provides, which has happened here, and stronger scrutiny and accountability, which has been lacking here. And my determination going back to Connecticut and Washington, D.C., is to make sure that conditions and standards are applied. We have a bill that would apply those kinds of standards on nutrition and hygiene for families coming here, the minimal kinds of criteria that we'd apply to our own lives. And I'm going to pursue that legislation. But comprehensive immigration reform should very much be on the front burner, and it should be bipartisan.
All right. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, visiting holding facilities in McAllen, Texas today. We thank you for calling us, Senator.
Thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.